in my CO again, that would be
Nathan.
Sure. And another one begins with C, COLUMBUS, that would be
Columbus.
Alright. And biggest city in Louisiana, that would be
New Orleans.
Alright. What about the capital of Louisiana? Where LSU is located?
Baton Rouge.
Sure. And what about the big city in southern Ohio? The baseball team, the Reds, play there. Remember what they call the what Reds?
Cincinnati.
Sure. And the horse racing city in Kentucky, that's
Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the foreign countries that you're in Paris, you're
France.
Yeah. And you're in Moscow, you're in
Russia.
And you're in Dublin, or
Ireland.
Alright. Now, how far would you say it is from here to New Albany?
About
15, 20
minutes.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if somebody asks you to go somewhere and you're not too crazy about the idea, you might say, well, I just don't know where to go. I don't know how I want to go with you.
If I want to go.
And say if you were asked to go somewhere without your father, you might say, well, I just want to go with egos.
And lights.
And say if you were doing some work and you could have used some help, and somebody was just standing around watching you, you might turn around to them and say, well, why did you just sit around helping me?
Instead.
And say if you have a friend, a very funny friend, very amusing fellow. Somebody asks you, well, why do you like old so-and-so? You say, well, I like him. He's funny.
Because?
Well, if somebody becomes a member of the church, you say he did what?
Join the church.
And when you go to church, you go to pray to
God.
And you say that preacher sure did preach a fine
sermon.
Or the choir sure would make nice
music.
What about an adjective that you might use to describe the music? You might say that sure was
good.
Okay. Something began with a B. It's
beautiful.
What about the being that is the enemy and the opposite of God? That's the
devil.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other names for the devil?
Satan?
Yeah. Or maybe parents, if they would try to get a child to behave, they might say, well, man, if you don't straighten up, they're going to get you.
Book of Mormon?
Right. Is that the same thing for them to you?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds different. What about these things that people think they see around the graveyard at night?
Ghosts?
Yeah. And if they get into a house, they say the house is
haunted.
Say, if somebody asks you to do something, you're not too crazy about doing it, you might say, well, I'll do that if you insist, but I might.
Don't rather not.
And talking about a man who owns, say, 1,000 acres of land, talking about the amount of land, you say, oh, so-and-so, he sure owns a
lot of land.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear people around here use the expression, right smart, he's got a right smart land? To mean a lot?
Mm-hmm.
You say that?
Right smart.
Can you use that for anything else? Like, I say that right smart, mean you say a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Just anything that
means a lot.
Okay.